what's happening in Adelaide at the present moment is a big protest on Ghana land at the front of Parliament House. And the most fabulous thing about it for me is I'm the only oldest present here today. We've got a lot of young Aboriginal kids doing a talk, and it's fantastic. And I mean, and the thing that they're saying is so inspiring. So this gathering here today is, I don't know, we've got about 300 or so, but it's great, and it's good.
Do you feel happy to know, I mean, even though despite the circumstances, that the young ones are coming through and standing up, and even though they shouldn't have to be doing what they're doing, that as far as the future, that there will be young people that are coming up as for future elders to, you know, to obviously take on that responsibility?
Yes, I could see that, and I noticed it today, the way that they were talking, presenting themselves, you know, and it was great. You know, the words that they spoke were something that even I took notice of, and, you know, I'm quite happy and delighted to be listening to them today.
Oh, lovely. And so will you be heading out to the festival as well this afternoon?
The Spirit Festival is down at Semaphore, yeah.
There's a big campaign to change the date for today. What are your thoughts on that? Can you talk about what you see needs to be done?
Well, if the campaign happens, I'll be definitely involved in it because I don't think this is the appropriate date. 1788 is not the date to celebrate anything. And so, yes, if there's going to be a protest, I'm totally in support of it. And if there's going to be a change of date, I totally support of that.
Yep. After Christmas, New Year, I know you had a big year last year winning your NAIDOC Award. So what are your plans for the year, Uncle? Have you got anything coming up as far as forums?
My plans for this year is trying to ramp up the actions to get greater outcome from last year. And, you know, that's not the award. I'm talking about more benefits and more outcomes for our community that are tangible, that we can touch and that we can improve on. That's what I'm talking about. And I had a chat to Michael Mansell the other day, and I've spoken to Rosalie Colonel Monk. So, honestly, I think we really need to pick a fight with the Australian government and a fight that we could win, and I think that fight could be a treaty and a Bill of Rights for our people.
Because, I mean, it is time, and, I mean, everyone is talking about constitutional recognition and reform, but a lot of people are also saying that they don't want it. We have to come to some kind of agreement, particularly if there's discussions in Parliament about supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
That's right, and, I mean, we've also got the big fight and argument coming up in relation to recognise, so we've got to deal with that also. I would prefer to see the treaty first, and if they want to discuss anything after that, then they should sit down and discuss with us.
Well, there's people that are already signing treaties in communities and not waiting for the government. What do you think about that? Is that something that you'd like to see more of?
Look, I just finished speaking to a young non-Aboriginal lady here. Well, we're going to ramp up an event in South Australia and go to all of the Aboriginal communities around South Australia to advise them and give them information on everything that's happening in relation to Aboriginal affairs and politics, and to make them a lot more wiser so we can get South Australia, you know, up to the limit of, you know, like New South Wales. You know, New South Wales and the eastern states are very, very proactive. We've got to start getting South Australia on that level too.
Well, South Australia also has a lot to contend with. I mean, they're bringing through the welfare cards, plus there's always the issues around mining and water there, which a lot of the communities are still having to face even after Maralinga. So there's still a lot going on, isn't there?
There's still a lot going on, yes. And, you know, we need a good army in South Australia to battle that, you know, in every corner of South Australia.
Well, look, I hope you do have a peaceful afternoon and have a chance to relax and watch some lovely music in that as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to say to a broader community out there?
From right around Australia, from South Australia, let's all stick together, ramp the fight up, pick a fight that we can win, and we eventually will.